At just 22, Ayodele Ebuoluwa is breaking boundaries as the founder of Most Footies. A skilled cobbler with a master's degree, she's redefining craftsmanship with stylish, high-quality footwear that blends tradition with innovation. Her passion for excellence and dedication to her craft prove that age is no barrier to success. With every pair of shoes, she's making a statement, one of resilience, creativity, and the power of pursuing your dreams. Most Footies, where passion meets precision, and every step tells a story.
Hi, I am Ebuoluwa Ayodele, and I am an entrepreneur from Ondo State. I am a vision-minded person, and I always love to make use of my skills to make income. I am the chief executive officer of Mo Footies. Mo Footies is a brand that deals in making bespoke footwears, stylish footwears for every occasion. We deal in making of leather palms, slippers, half shoes, and even shoes, as well as loafers, heels, all kind of footwears. It is not only male footwears. I do both male and female footwears. But one thing that I know that propelled me to go into shoemaking is the fact that anytime you meet somebody for the first time, the first thing you look at is their feet. Once you look at their face, you go to their feet. So that gives the impression of who they are. You know what a person likes through what they wear on their feet. Sometimes people do not take note of what you're wearing, like in terms of clothes. You could, you know, dress anyhow, but your footwear stands out. So that is one thing that propelled me into the world of shoemaking. I went into shoemaking and cobbling in 2022 during one of the many strikes of ASU. I was idle and I did not really like that. So I went to a development program back then in Ado Ekiti, and I tried to involve myself in classes. I actually learned quite a number of crafts, but shoemaking got my attention. So I started in 2021. I started learning how to make shoes in 2021. Then I started developing myself as time went on. But I launched my business fully in 2024. As a brand owner, the first and foremost thing is, of course, everybody knows that there is no enough capital to run a business, because business is something that requires funds every time. You always need to buy a new product to make work easier for you, to make it more efficient. So that is the number one challenge I faced, funding capital-wise. And another challenge I faced is sourcing for original materials. Now, I like to source from the best. There was a time I took a research down to Kaduna, Kano, the North, to check for authentic leather materials, because they are factory-made leather materials now. So the distance, number one, is a problem. If you want to get authentic leather materials, we know that the North is the home of leather materials in Nigeria. Some people do not want you to get a second grade material. So the distance for getting original material was a very big challenge for me, because I wanted to source for authentic, I wanted to source for original that would be durable and last as long as possible. So that was another challenge. And the third challenge was getting customers at first. You know, when I launched the business, I decided to bring in some foreign designs based on my ideas, my sketch. It was not really welcomed by a lot of people. Most people like to copy or get inspired, you know, ready-made types. But I wanted to use my original sketches. So that was a little bit difficult for me because not everybody accepted that line of focus from my end. When I tap into my creative mode, first thing I think is style and durability. I always want to create something that is okay for every occasion. You know, you can wear both to church, wear to the beach, wear for dinner, like something that's very, very conducive to wear anywhere. So once I think in that line, I try to get inspiration from other brands. I do not copy other brands. I only try to get inspiration, maybe from the angle or the shape, but it is never the same with another brand. So that is the first thing I think of when I am tapping into my creative mode. And another thing I consider is the season. You know, there are some colors that people choose to wear in particular season, you know, whether vibrant colors or cool colors or just plain colors. So those are the things I consider when I'm trying to bring out my creativity in my craft. The one thing that gives me joy the most is when I produce a product for somebody and their feedback is satisfactory. That is my number one success story. I rarely get bad reviews. Really, it's not that I have never gotten, because you know, you can never satisfy a human being. But one thing I have always held on to is the fact that most people that I have made footwear for always admire my work and always come back for more. So that is my number one success story. I want to expand more footies to be more than just a footwear brand. Initially, the view of, or the overview of Mo Footies was to incorporate locally dyed material, that is adire, tie and dye, into footwears. That was the original idea. So now I have sourced and done my research, and you should be expecting more adire style from Mo Footies, more adire patterned footwears from Mo Footies.
Hi, Aboluwa.
Hi.
Thank you for coming on the show. I love what you do, especially this white one. Beautiful. So tell us, how do you make money in this business?
From sales.
Yes.
Physically from referrals too.
Okay. So you don't have... So I'm asking because this is about your cash flow, but cash cannot flow when you have not done the work at the marketing level. It's marketing that brings money into your business. So when I asked how you make money, I needed to know the tactics or the strategies you've been using. And from what you have said, you make money by getting referrals. So do you, after, apart from referrals, is there any other way? I'm not talking about posting on social media. Do you have a plan of how you make money consistently in your business?
I cannot say I have a particular plan, okay, on how I make money. still in the stage of selling.
Selling, okay. So there are lots of learning that we need to do, and we believe that when we put you through, we should be able to follow up and see that those things are working for you. So you are in this business. There are other people doing the same thing, exactly the same thing that you're doing. So number one, you need to differentiate yourself so that the people that need you in that aspect that you have taken, that chunk of the market you have taken, can always buy from you. And that is what turns into cash flow. All right. And from what I see here, you can actually create a niche for yourself for large foot and very small feet. All right. You are still doing what every other person is doing, and it's not wrong. But there is a market that has an unmet need. We have teenagers that are wearing 42, 43, 44 as their size of whether it's slippers, whether it's sandals. You can actually seize that market, own it, and do everything you want to do in that market. Then we also have people that, let's call them small-fitted people. They need your services, they need to wear shoes, but they can't actually find their size in the regular market. You can own that space. So there is a bit of work you need to do, like research. And when we say research, it's something you can do. Research is not far-fetched, it's not theory. Research is about asking the right question. So go out on the look and in search of the extremes, small, very small feet and very large feet. They are there. Look for them. Ask them questions so you can help them. So what are the challenges? One of the biggest things they will tell you is that they can't find people that make shoes for them. And you're already making shoes. You have everything you need to make shoes for them. So it's just take their orders and make it for them. Use their story to reach out to other people. I believe that when you do this, you can even grow a community of whatever you want to call them, and you can create a very compelling, sweet name that it doesn't look like a challenge anymore. You become the solution provider in that space. Okay? So with that, you are going to attract a unique audience that will consistently buy from you, while you can still sell these ones, but go out for a niche, a market that very few people are serving. That is one. So the next question I will ask you is, what's your biggest challenge when it comes to cash in your business, especially in the context of all the economic issues that we are facing globally?
I mentioned that sourcing for high quality material, especially with the high cost of materials, it is fluctuating, and it is a very, very big challenge for me because I make a percentage of gain from sales, and at some point it is not even enough for me because I have to divert it into what I use to get the materials.
And sometimes you go to the market, if you bought something at, for example, 15,000, next time is
things like really, it's not even something within a manageable miscellaneous.
So what have you done? Because we have our audience, they are watching, they need to learn from you. What did you do? You might not have the full-blown answers, but what have you done to mitigate these challenges? It's external, so it's not something you can control. But let's hear you. What have you done? We can also advise you on what to do.
There are some materials that are in high demand for a particular type of footwear. So what I do is that I buy those ones that are in high demand in bulk, like in the very plenty, so that by the time I'll go back to the market, no matter the price, I would have made enough gain
to show up
to be able to gauge the effect of the inflation and that. And another thing I do is that it is not favorable for my clients,
but
I have had to increase the price of product, it is not favorable for me as well, because I do not like it when my clients are complaining
about price.
Complaining about the prices. So those are the two methods I have taken, taking effect.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So the let me start from the last one. Everyone on knows, I will not say understand, everyone knows the situation of things, but you as the business owner, you need to communicate effectively with your customers and even your prospects. So there are some things that you should try to do, like explain price increase in a very friendly way. Like, you can actually do like, it was this, now is this, and people will get to understand. You can do a mail. You can do, if you have your customers in a WhatsApp group or a Telegram group, or you have email, communicate it. I received email from my email, the company I subscribe to. So these are big brands. They communicated it to us. So you also need to communicate that to your customers. Don't just say they understand. They know what is happening in the market. Then the other one is you are already buying in bulk. Keep doing that for those ones that are always in high demand. You could work with a costing and pricing expert that can help you plan in a way that no matter the increase, it cannot really, really affect your pricing. So you can price in a way that you capture some of these inflations, and when you go to the market, it's not affecting you immediately. So by the time you are going back again, it's like you are just sliding or gliding into it with ease. All right, because we can't afford to lose the customers we already have. We can't just pass everything on to them. They are also being hit by the same thing on the other side. But we also have to be in business and run our businesses in a way that we can pay ourselves, pay our staff, and run the daily operations. And I don't want to forget to put cost of every other thing into your pricing, so everything is captured. We've seen business owners forget all those bits. Please pull everything, because if you have a proper pricing, you will be profitable even when you sell one item. You don't need to wait to the end of a month, end of a quarter, or end of a year to check if you are profitable. If you do proper and accurate pricing, when you sell a pair, you will make profit. So work on that. I said communicate when things are changing. Communicate your pricing. Work with an expert that will help you factor in inflation and all that in your business. In production, as a business owner, there is a way you can recoup the money you spend. All right? We will definitely share with you one guide that can help you as a business owner. Just remind me, we need to share that with you. We will follow up with you to know how you are applying these things. I've mentioned seeking that target market that are on the extremes. They have unmet needs. You need to meet their needs. There are trends. There are people that need certain kind of shoes. So don't just be on the regular pain. Look for the unmet needs. Look for markets that nobody is even attending to. Your money is sitting in there. And when you sell to them, this is cash coming into your business. Do you have any question for me, or you want me to explain a particular thing that I have recommended? Because our audience is watching, and I would like them to take one or two things maybe from your question. So do you have a question?
Okay. I would like to ask, how do I get a expert in costing and pricing like you advised me to get me?
So that's why we are here, to support you, support your business. We will take it off here, but we have experts that we can actually do a handshake between you and them to help you fix this. And you're not the first person that I've asked these questions. These are critical issues in business, because your business is to produce this and ours is to support you. even if it's behind the scene, to see that you grow. And let's know how you are going in your journey with the expert as well. Like I remember, I mentioned there is a worksheet that we also give to you to guide you. You need to understand all the cost of goods sold, all those things, the one that is going to CAPES, OPES, and all that. You need to understand that because it all has to do with your costing, your pricing, your cash flow, and all that. Well, well done. You're doing well. I love your designs. I've checked out your page. You are onto something, and we want to see what feedback, what testimonials will come out of this in the next 3, 6, and 9 months. And I want to say thank you for coming on the show, Eboluwa. Well done. And to you, our audience, thank you for hanging out here with us. And I believe you have learned something from Eboluwa. If you have questions around costing, pricing, your profitability, your cash flow, drop it in the comment section. We are here to support every business owner out there that is doing amazingly well. Don't stop following us. Leave your comments. Your feedback will help us add value and much more value to what we are doing. We'll see you in another episode. Bye, everyone.